You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM, and it's time for another chat with Erin Madeley from the Perth Makers Market, who must have a keen eye on the skies ahead of the Christmas Twilight Market planned for tonight. This morning, we'll also meet Alf Buddy Yudin from the Hairy Man Care Store Business Organisation. We'll find out more in a moment from Alf. But this morning, Erin, keeping an eye on the skies.
It's all I seem to do these days is, just watch the Bureau of Meteorology website. We're actually pretty confident that the weather's going to clear by about 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we should have had the worst of it this morning, and it should end up being an absolutely lovely evening. But yes, I do frantically watch the weather apps.
I always think about the rain making my hair curlier, Alf. Is that a myth? Is it true?
I've heard about that. It comes down to what type of hair you got.
Right. You must be an expert in all hair types.
Yeah, I am. I could say I am because I worked with a lot of barbers now, working in the field with Hairy Man Care, dealing with a lot of barbers and getting to know different types of hair, how it reacts to different conditions or weather. It comes down to what type of hair you got. Yeah.
Barbers' shops are one of the great places of community chat.
Definitely.
In almost any location in the world, aren't they? You must enjoy getting around and talking to those people.
Yes, of course. We actually had recently for men's mental health, and that's what Hairy Man Care is about. We are an advocate for men's mental health, and we try to break that stigma surrounding men's mental health. So we had a barbershop chat with a couple of the barbershop owners, men's mental health advocates, just to come together, have a good yarn about, what you're going through in your life, any ups and downs, and really trying to tell ourselves that we need to go and get ourselves checked.
Yeah.
Because men, as men we are like, nah, I'm okay. I'm all right, mate. I don't want to go and get a GP test done. So it's definitely a good place where men can go, have a good chat, get themselves, to look good. Feel good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always tell my customers. You look good, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hairy Man Care slogan is about. So, it's definitely a good place to go.
Yeah, and I think self-care, I think, is a lot of what you talk about as well, is that, that whole thing of looking good and feeling good is and looking after yourself and making the time for that. And definitely, like, I know when I've had a male family member in my life, if he'd had somewhere that he felt comfortable to go and talk until it, he did fall into the dark, scary place. And mm-hmm. the only person he knew to talk to about any of that was me because, I've been there and done that. But I think it would have been really great if he'd known of that, if you go to the barbershop and other people are there and, you're not alone. And I think it's really fantastic what Alf is doing to advocate for that because it is something that we need to focus on.
What else is on the agenda for tonight, Erin?
Well, we're heading...
Weather gods permitting.
Weather gods permitting. We're going to be there, even if it does rain a little bit. We're kind of a rain or shine event. We get out and just, I splash in the puddles and make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
But it is the launch of the City of Perth Christmas Lights Trail. Mm. And so our event tonight is a Christmas-themed event. So you can expect to see people with Christmas-themed products. We're encouraging everybody to decorate their stalls. We're going to have Santa come and visit for a bit. Delicious food, a pop-up bar. We've actually got a mobile alcohol-free bar who's coming for the very first time tonight, which I'm super excited about as a non-drinker.
So is that someone who is making alcohol-like products that are alcohol-free?
Yeah, so like if you want a mocktail mm-hmm. or something like that, so you still feel like you're, having something that's a little bit of a treat, something special, something out of the norm, but not necessarily something with alcohol. And I think it's something that we're seeing a lot more focus on these days as well.
Well, they almost go hand in hand,
very
don't they?
Much
the mental
so.
Health and mm. alcohol. And this is a season of social pressure.
Yes.
So it's not all about looking at the pretty lights and decorating. It's sometimes for folks, it's really, really hard.
It is really difficult. And as somebody who I'm now been sober for a couple of years, and I know definitely in those situations where I'm the only one not drinking, sometimes it is more comfortable if you have something to hold in your hand that, sort of at least looks like it's an alcoholic beverage. And then you don't get people constantly asking you if you want a drink, particularly if you are somebody who needs to be sober like I am. So definitely, I think it's really exciting to see services like SoBar, Mobile Bar that are coming around and doing events and catering to weddings and things like that as well. But it's going to be a really fun night out, and I'm really excited. It's one of my favourite events of the year.
So Christmas lights and deckies, 80-odd stalls in the Perth Cultural Centre,
yeah. And we've got things ranging from, you know, Alf with his hairy man hair, and we've got jewellery, we've got terrariums, we've got fudge, we've got clothing, you know, you name it, you're going to find it. And because it's a maker's market, everything that you're going to find has been handmade here in WA. So it's just something really special. And so when you're picking something up, you've got the story behind it, the person you're speaking to, they're the ones who've made the product. So if you've got any questions, like, how did you come up with this idea? What kind of products go into the final creation that you've made? You can talk to them about it. And, you know, that's what I love. I love being able to hear those stories.
Alf, do you have any secret blends, secret recipes of the man care that you make?
Secret recipes, yeah. I mean, I've got them all written on my notes on the phone.
So not too secret then.
It's not too secret. That's how I started. So when I started blending products, I would come up with all these ingredients, do my own research on how to make maybe, let's say, a beard oil. What's the right formulation of carrier oils? What oils to put? What oils have, you know, a better benefit on your skin, on the beard? And then I put all them on my notes. And it's still there. It just still follow the notes. But there's no real secret blend. When you make products with natural ingredients, especially natural organic ingredients, it's very simple. Now, when you look at the pharmaceutical companies or, you know, big giants who actually make products, there's all these chemicals that go into it. And people are now learning about, you know, these chemicals have, you know, harmful effects on my skin, on my hair. And that's why a lot of the natural ingredients or the products have kind of grown now in the market. A lot of people are getting into it. It's no secret. Anyone can do their research and come up with it. But it's all about the smells, though.
Yeah.
So the smells are quite unique.
Well, I wouldn't say normally, but you smell very good.
Oh, thank you. So the smells for the beard oils, we have some really top sellers. We call them the Flame, the Premium Odin's Potion. So these scents that we come up with, whenever someone has a sniff of that, they're like, oh, that's so good. I want to get that. So, yeah. Those are secret blends.
Well, good luck for tonight's markets and all the best for the festive season. Thank you, Erin and Alf.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.